So welcome everybody to the ISS kitchen. This is one of our favorite places to hang out because that's where we share the meals with the different crew members.
That's Thomas Pesquet giving a peek into the kitchen of the International Space Station. Most of the time, astronauts at the station eat freeze-dried or thermostabilized food. But there are some occasions like birthdays when they get something nice to eat.
On a special occasion, I have my French food prepared by a French chef. Two of them have been kind enough to cook for me, so I have French food.
One of the two French chefs who prepare these special dishes for Pesquet is Alain Ducasse, who has been working with the French Space Agency since 2004. Quentin Vicas is the space food manager for Ducasse and knows what Pesquet has chosen from their menu.
Thomas has taken 13 of our dishes. We have created already 30 dishes, but he's taken only 13. Maybe next time he'll take some more. He's taken some lobster with the quinoa and seaweed and a nice lemon condiment. He's taken some ox cheeks cooked in the Bourguignon style, which is a very classical French recipe. He's got some dessert like a chocolate cake, cheesecake also, and some very good and tasty apples. So, you know, he's got everything he needs to spend a nice birthday, because I know he's having a good dinner with our recipes for his birthday and also on other occasions.
Although the food in space is not much different to what we eat on Earth, there are some guidelines the chefs have to follow.
There are very little constraints on products. We can use more or less anything that won't get them sick. What's absolutely compulsory is to have sane and safe food, so microbiologically sterile food, which implies to have a production process which is a little bit specific to space food. And we have two other constraints, which is that food shouldn't be too dry, because if you have crumbs in microgravity in the station, it might be inhalated by the astronauts and they might get hurt. And also, you don't want to have bubbles, as little as possible, because also if it goes in the station flying, it could go into some equipment and break the equipment. So we don't want to do that either. So you have to find the right balance between dryness and humidity.
Dr. Martina Heer is a nutritionist for the European Astronaut Center in Cologne. She says that although the nutrient requirements for astronauts in space and people on Earth are almost the same, there is one important difference.
On Earth, we are always concerned that the iron intake is too low. But in space, it's different because in weightlessness, there is a decrease of total blood volume, which means it's a decrease of plasma volume and the cell volumes. The red blood cells contain hemoglobin. The core mineral of the hemoglobin is iron. Now, when destructing or destroying the red blood cells, the iron is reabsorbed. So the iron content in blood are rather high. And since we don't want to increase the oxidative stress in space, we are recommending a lower iron intake in space compared to Earth. But that's the only difference.
This space food is not prepared in the regular kitchens of the Ducasse restaurants in Paris, but in a special laboratory. This, explains Vicas, is in Brittany.
Everything is cooked there on site for 1 or 2 weeks, according to the number of recipes we have to do. And it's in a company called Enaf, which is specialized in those kinds of process. We send our chefs in this laboratory where they prepare the food. We cook it in Brittany. We send it to Toulouse, where the headquarters of the French agency is. And then the food leaves for Russia or America, where it can be taken up to the space station.
There is another thing that appears to be different in space, however, when astronauts sit down for dinner. Dr. Heer says astronauts report not needing to eat as much to feel full.
What they are also telling us is that smell and taste is different. So we presume that there is like a reaction, like when you have a cold, you know, when the tissue is swollen. You might be aware that there is a fluid shift from the lower part of the body to the upper part of the body, and also the tissues are swollen. Because of that, there might be changes in taste and smell sensation. If you feel that the food is not as palatable or you can't smell it as you can on Earth, you might not be attracted to a food item. So sometimes they eat less because of that, but we don't have scientific evidence for that.
But when Thomas Pesquet opens any of his 13 special meals that have traveled from Brittany to Toulouse and then to space, the idea is that Pesquet will not be short on appetite. This is Dhananjay Khadilkar for RFI in Paris.